Good morning, and thank you for waiting. Welcome to the conference call of Estapar to discuss the results regarding the third quarter of 2020. Here with us, we have Mr. André Iasi, CEO of Estapar, Emilio Sanches, CFO and Investor Relations Officer, Fernando Zillo, New Business and On-Street Officer, Luciana Almeida, People and Management Officer, and Daniel Soraje, Planning and Investor Relations Manager of Estapar. We inform you that this event is being recorded and all participants will be in listen-only mode during the presentation of Estapar. After that, we'll start the Q&A session when further instructions will be given. Should any of you need assistance during the call, please request the help from an operator by pressing star zero. This event is also being webcast simultaneously through the web and could be accessed at the address ri.estapar.com.br, where the corresponding presentation is available. The slide selection will be controlled by each participant. The replay of the event will be available shortly after it ends. We remind you that participants of the webcast may send questions by the website to Estapar that will be answered after the end of the conference by the investor relations area. Before I continue, we would like to clarify that statements that may be made during this call regarding the business prospects of Estapar, projections, operating and financial targets are based on assumptions and beliefs of the company's management, as well as on information currently available to Estapar. Considerations about the future and not guarantee of performance, as they involve risks, uncertainties, and assumptions, and refer to future events, which refer to circumstances, depend on circumstances that may or may not occur. Investors and analysts should understand that general conditions of the industry and other operating factors may affect future results of Estapar and lead to results that differ materially from those expressed in such forward-looking statements. Now I would like to turn the floor to André Iasi, CEO of Estapar, that will start the presentation. Mr. André, you may continue. Good afternoon. It's a pleasure to have you all here. My name is André Iasi. I'm the CEO of the company. And today, we're going to talk about the earnings release for the third quarter of 2020 of Estapar. In the highlights of slide number five, on November 17, 2020, we will have the beginning of the operations of the new concession for Zona Azul of São Paulo. It's a 15-year concession that we won some months ago. And then in the third quarter, it was the final transition period. And on November 17, we'll start the operations. There will be a growth of 8,000 new parking spaces, totaling 51,000 parking spaces in the entire system. The mission of Nova Zona Azul of São Paulo is to optimize public parking spaces usage using technology, enhancing turnover, rationalizing and democratizing public space utilization, ensuring a more fluid urban mobility, and also reducing traffic and pollution. Within the experiences that we'll bring to citizens of São Paulo, we'll have a real-time occupancy map for the app, where users can know through the colors red, yellow, and green where there is higher or lower occupancy of the streets. And therefore, the person can go to the address and know better where to park. And now on slide number six, we'll talk about operational resilience and liquidity. We had a strong growth of 98.4% in cash gross profit when compared to the previous quarter. In financial discipline, we remain very efficient with a reduction of 46.3% in operational costs and 21.6% in general and administrative expenses when compared to the third quarter of 2019. We have lengthened all our short-term debts, showing that we have a good financial capacity and bank relationship. We already have in cash 100% of the funding that would be raised from banks to pay for the granting of the concession through the issue of long and medium-term debentures. Talking about the acceleration of digital transformation, still on this slide, we highlight e-commerce, whereas the percentage via app and website has grown 42% when compared to the third quarter 2019. And products such as pre-booking of parking spaces on airports, arenas, and mobile payment and Zona Azul became more and more digital, which is a trend in the company and in the market, and we're fully prepared for that. Talking about taking care of people, our human resources journey is now fully mobile, from recruiting, selection, up to chatbot services provided on a daily basis, as well as personal development of our team. In remote operational management, there has been a huge development in the processes and technologies applied to the operation to increase productivity, such as the operational checklist that is now made online, as well as real-time monitoring of parking spaces occupancy and systems and equipment, everything in our control room in the headquarters of Estapar in São Paulo. On slide 7, we talk about investments and growth. The company has allotted in 2018 and 19 320 million reais in capital with an average duration of 17.5 years. 4 years, 2020 and 2021, the company has committed 626 million BRLs with an average duration of 15 years. So there has been a growth of 95.6%. We highlight the investment of 2020-2021 for our Zona Azul, São Paulo. Now on page 9, we'll talk about COVID-19 monitoring. First, the reopening of operations. As reported in the previous quarter, we continue with 100% of our on-street operations, or Zona Azul, in operation since June. So this is the segment that has had the highest recovery. Speaking of off-street, you may see that we reached October with 92.7% opening, virtually all our operations are open, except for arenas and some schools that are either partially closed or fully closed. But we believe that shortly, when the cities open, they will open and will resume their regular operations. On page 9-10, let's talk about resilience. We continue with a strict discipline in cost management. We've had in this quarter a reduction of 46.3% when compared to the same period of 2019, with a reduction of 51.7% in our net revenue. We continue with a strong focus on contracts renegotiation, and we reduced 56.5% our rental costs in the third quarter of 2020 when compared to the same period of 2019. As in CapEx, in order to maintain our cash, we have reduced investments in this quarter by 61.3% when compared to 3Q19, especially discretionary CapEx. We had a reduction in general administrative expenses of 21.6%. Also, comparing the third quarter 2020 to the third quarter of 2019. On page 11, let's talk about the development of sales. We can see that clearly the worst period is behind us. We have evolved a lot in rotating customers as well as on street, Zona Azul, where we have revenues only 13.1% below the same period of last year. We hope that this improvement continues to get better in coming months. Now, Emilio Sanchez, the CFO, will talk about the results in the third quarter of 2020. Good morning. This is Emilio speaking. I hope you all are safe and healthy. Let's talk about the results of this quarter. We'll talk about the development of revenue, our gross profit, and the discipline in keeping our costs and expenses, financial situation, and the number of operations and parking spaces. On page 13, we closed the semester with 665 operations, a total of 386,500 parking spaces, a growth of 5%. There has been a growth of more than 6,000 parking spaces with full street concessions with São Bernardo do Campo and Taubaté cities, both in the state of São Paulo, a growth of 11,000 parking spaces in long-term agreements, keeping our growth in long-term agreements. On the right of the slide, you see the distribution of revenues in the 9 months of the year. We have the main assets: airports, commercial buildings, shopping malls, and on-street concessions. We are present in more than 70 cities in premium locations. Rio de Janeiro and São Paulo State together account for 76% of our net revenue. We keep a proportional growth in all the states this year. On page 14, in this quarter, we still suffered from the impact of COVID-19 in the net revenues of the company. With the lockdown imposed, our revenue was reduced by 51.7% when compared to the same quarter of last year, in a total of 135 million reais. A positive is when compared to the second quarter of 2020, our revenue has grown 51.7%. So this quarter has been the worst, but we see a good recovery. The previous quarter has been the worst, but now we see a recovery. We've seen significant improvements in many areas, including shopping malls, commercial buildings, hospitals, and on-street parking. We're very confident with the growth of revenue for coming months, and all services were impacted and are recovering. On page 15, our cash gross profit was reduced by 70.8% compared to the same period of 2019, with a total of 18.3 million reais. For comparison purposes, we excluded pre-operational costs from implementing Zona Azul of São Paulo. Despite the strong impact in the revenue reduction, all the revenues, the other cost reduction measures we took maintained a gross profit positive. So our profit has grown more than 98%, showing a recovery despite the pandemic scenario. On page 16, we once again affirm what we have disclosed. In order to mitigate the reduction on net revenue, a strong reduction of 46% in costs of services rendered, emphasizing the renegotiation of rentals, and more than 56% reduction in rental costs, a reduction in labor costs, operational and other costs. We also made a significant reduction in quarter in general and administrative expenses, more than 21%. All these reductions and adjustments in costs and expenses were made in a sustainable and long-lasting way. On page 17, we see the EBITDA in the third quarter. As a consequence of what we said previously of the impact of COVID-19 in our revenues, our EBITDA in the period was negative by 1 million reais. Removing the exceptional positive effect of Zona Azul, São Paulo, due to the accounting reclassification of IFRIC 12, it would be 3 million negative. In September, the EBITDA was positive. We are recovering quickly our EBITDA, given the development of revenues and our discipline in costs and expenses. On page 18, the FFO in the period was negative by 20 million reais, as you may see. Removing the effect of Zona Azul, São Paulo, as we did for the EBITDA, our FFO would amount to -12.7 million. On page 19, our net loss in the quarter amounted to 73.2 million reais. Excluding Zona Azul, it would amount to 49.9 million reais, with a strong impact of the decrease in revenues in amortization of investments made in the past. Page 20, our net debt at the end of September amounted to 564 million reais. We closed the quarter with a cash of 363 in cash. With this, we can have funds to go through the pandemic and pay for the obligations of the year. Our debts, short-term debts, have been renegotiated. Now on page 21, we have the cash flow. We open the quarter 287.9 million in cash. We had a negative generation of operational cash of 4.1 million impacted by COVID. Also, judicial deposits of 5.4 million that have been recognized in our results, but we are discussing that in court. Disbursement of pre-operational expenses for Zona Azul amounted to 14.7 million in the quarter. Our funds raised in Zona Azul debentures and other short-term renewals, we raised 303.6 million. We paid 225 million for the granting of Zona Azul. This payment ends in 2020. Other investments already contracted were paid of 25.5 million, and 14 million referred to Zona Azul of Santo André. Therefore, we ended September with a balance of 316 million in cash. Now, I'll turn the floor over to Luciana Almeida, the head of people and management, that will talk about sustainability initiatives. Thank you, Emilio. I would like to talk about SEG and talk about the program Nosso Elo. This program was developed based on the challenge of transforming communication, bringing people closer during the lockdown period and social distancing. Through active listening, we did a mapping of our employees in a survey and created more than 50 initiatives with content that is inclusive, information, care, strengthening self-development, and making sure people are comfortable. Within the initiatives, we highlight the Health Talks series. We had lives when content elected by the employees, when we addressed emotional intelligence, self-development and self-knowledge, healthy eating, functional training, emotional health, prevention of breast cancer, and self-care. On slide 24, I would like to talk about Academia Estapar, our development educational platform. This is a platform that has more than 400 types of content for our employees. And despite the lockdown and social distancing, we had 95% of engagement, more than 100,000 hours of training until September, which means that on average, each employee took 20 hours of training, which is higher than the figures practiced by the services industries in the other service industries in the market. Now, I give the floor back to Andrea Iasi. On page 26 of my closing remarks, I would like to highlight that the worst phase of the crisis is gone. And considering our advantageous market position, we will increasingly benefit from the economic activity recovery. We believe that the adjustments made in our operations are long-term ones, and we will keep our discipline in managing our resources and recovering the revenues. In terms of liquidity management, despite the challenging scenario, we have lengthened all our debts, had access to new credit lines, and as of September, we have a positive adjusted EBITDA. The new Zona Azul of São Paulo will be a transformational leap in our financial results, in our digital transformation, and in the improvement of urban mobility in São Paulo. Thank you very much for listening and for being here with us until now. And now let's open the session for the Q&A. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll now start the Q&A session. To ask a question, please press star 1. To remove your question from the queue, press star two. Please wait while we collect the questions. The first question comes from Elvis Credendio from BTG Pactual. Elvis, you may continue.
Good morning, André, Emílio, everyone. I have two questions. Basically, the first one is about the on-street segment. If you could please comment on how the operations are now in October and beginning of November, and how do you see the performance of this segment in terms of your expectation? Do you believe there is some room for Zona Azul of São Paulo to be a positive surprise and me increasing even more? And the second question is about the opportunity for market consolidations amidst the scenario of COVID, especially in segments such as airports and shopping malls that have had a gradual growth. Since you operate in these segments and have more access to capital, probably you have a higher capacity for consolidation. So have you been looking at opportunities for consolidation in these two segments? And how do you believe you could capture on them from the capital point of view through equity or otherwise? Thank you.
Good morning, Elvis, and everyone. This is André Iasi speaking. I'm the CEO of the company. It's a pleasure to have you here with us in the earnings release call of the third quarter. Regarding the first question of Elvis, it's important to think that on-street is the first option of the user. Why? Because it's always the most available parking space for where the person is going, closer to the place where the person wants to be or wants to go, the building or whatever. And it's usually the cheapest one in terms of cost. So it's most affordable. And this has been a reality. So when you see that our gross revenue in the last months, when compared to the same period of 2019, is only 13% lower, which shows that, in fact, my statement is true. We believe that with the continuation of the opening of the cities, with more stores opened, and especially in large cities, will cause the development to keep the trend, the very positive trend for coming months. Of course, we depend on the opening of the cities, but we're very optimistic. How does that reflect on our projections for Zona Azul in São Paulo? We believe that our projections continue the same. We don't believe that there has been a lot of change, either more or less right now, because we did consider the impacts of COVID in our estimates until now. Of course, there are other variables which may occur, such as a second wave, a second onset of COVID, which we don't believe. Right now, we keep to our original forecasts. As for the second question for market consolidation, it's natural that in such an adverse situation, there are large opportunities for M&A. That happens in this type of situation. Estapar continues to pay close attention to opportunities as long as it generates value for the company and its shareholders. We're very disciplined when it comes to resource allocation. So yes, this is an opportunity for growth, but we do understand that future concessions for new areas of Zona Azul is a strong area for growth, and we are working on that. So we are in a very advantageous position as we have new contracts. And we believe we can fund those operations in the future, either through debt or share swap or
a new equity. There's nothing about that, but it's an option. The advantage of being a publicly traded company is that you have more sources of funding to choose from. Thank you for your question, Elvis, and I hope I have answered it. Yes, it's very clear, Andrea. Thank you. Our next question comes from Igor Alteiro from Santander Bank. Good morning. Thank you for the presentation. I have two questions. First, regarding Zona Azul São Paulo, and I think probably it applies to the whole country, I would like to understand how have been your conversations with other cities, if any, and the work you've made in terms of cutting costs and expenses, how much efficiency can you gain for the future, or will that go back up again as the operations of the company go back to normal? Well, Igor, thank you. It's a pleasure to have you with us. Your first question, we believe that, unfortunately, given the capital restriction that the federal state and local governments have, because in our case, the Zona Azul is regulated by the city administration, there will be good opportunities for that. So it's an important equipment of urban mobility. The parking spaces have a higher turnover, are democratized, and therefore that decreases the vehicle flow. It's an important point in the city. And it can also be a line of expenses. And if it is it goes for a concession, it could remove this cost from the municipality. But unfortunately, because of the crisis, there will be many concessions of Zona Azul in the future. There's others that are already being studied in PPI. Others are developing. Some are not developing, but will occur. And this is an important source of growth, not only in Zona Azul São Paulo, which is transformational for our future revenues, but as well as in other opportunities that may arise. Now, as for your second question, I will answer it, and then I'll ask Emilio to help me. First, throughout the COVID pandemic process that has started in March, in our war room, I think we were pretty fast in acting on it. We're able to take deep actions that, as Emilio mentioned, will be sustainable in the long run. We changed processes, developed technologies, changed the way we work, and that increased our productivity. So we mentioned in the roadshow, and we always say that the cost of rental, which is one of our main costs, has been reduced, and that drops with the revenue. And as the revenue goes up, that could go up again, which is, so it's variable. So that brings a natural protection to our business, which is maybe different from other areas. In addition to the contracts we'd have with a minimum guarantee, which protects us also. So we do have a high level of protection. But I would like Emilio to complete my answer. Hello, Igor. This is Emilio talking. I think we have a high value at the company, which is our operations team. This team has made an amazing work in the beginning of the year to reduce expenses in the back office. And we learned together to maintain that cost low. That old saying that says that we learned a lot from a crisis, the company has evolved a lot in terms of technology. Our operations team evolved a lot in the way of managing the company. You know, executing operations with fewer people, renegotiating contracts, not only rental contracts, but also with suppliers. This is something we learned and will remain in the company. In the back office, that also applies. So reducing rentals, reducing the renegotiating contracts. We're working with a smaller staff, and we are working with the same headcount for 2021 as we have now. We don't plan on hiring new people. So we are confident that expenses will not go back to the previous level. We gained productivity in the company, and we're very confident that as revenues go back to their past levels, there will be a gain of margins because the cost reduction will be maintained. We're very happy that we went through this transition in a peaceful way, in a way, and with a great return for the company. Okay, thank you. That's very clear. Thank you, Emilio and André. The next question comes from Baliela Serrante from Citi. Hello, good morning, and thank you for the question. I have two questions. I would like to know about the airports. I know the operations are still reduced, but they account for a good share of your revenues. This minimum price, will you have more contracts with this minimum guaranteed for only this operation or others? The fines are not being sent to people anymore since March. How will that affect your revenues? And what's the expectation to go back to pre-COVID levels? Thank you for your questions, Gabriela. First, regarding airports. Indeed, this is a heavily impacted area. It's impacted by COVID because there is a wide restriction of domestic and international flights. We see a constant recovery also in that area, especially in recent months, which makes us peaceful. What brings us peace of mind is that most of our contracts that were in a concession manner, they're long-term contracts. So we have rebalancing of these contracts with the protection and minimum return clauses. So I can either have a contract for a longer period or reduce future rentals in a way to maintain what was initially agreed on by the company. So that gives us some protection in time, both for current contracts as well as future contracts. This type of operation, regardless of airports or other industries, as new opportunities arise and the returns are attractive, it's a good investment because we have an adequate level of protection during periods of crisis. So it does remain in our pipeline to look at other opportunities of airports and others. As to the fines, I will turn the floor over to Fernando Zillo, the on-street officer, to talk about the penalties or the traffic fines in Brazil. This is Fernando speaking. Good morning, everyone. Well, the tickets, it's important to highlight the following. As you said, the traffic tickets are not being communicated. The dispatch has been suspended so far due to the COVID, and it's important to understand that that is very much due to the idea of preventing agglomeration of people in public areas, of people from the cities trying to say that they challenge those fines, okay? It doesn't mean that people are not being fined. Although you may not receive a communication from a ticket that you had, but if the infractions are being recorded and they are being stored for the future, so it will go back to more, the tickets will go back to normal and soon, according to the indicators, because we've had an improvement in the levels, and but this won't be a problem to the on-street segment, because as Andre mentioned, with more recent facts, from our business lines, this is one that has gone back to almost normal levels. And this not only applies to São Paulo, but to the whole country. So I hope I answered your question. Yes, perfect. Thank you. Good morning, everyone. This is André speaking. Danielle will read two questions that were sent through the internet. The first question from David Duarte, Credicorp. Good morning. How do you expect the ramp up for Zona Azul? Fernando Zilo speaking. Zona Azul project is about to go live. It will go live on November 17. Our original business plan has a maturity period of 1.5 to 2 years. So this project in São Paulo will completely change several aspects in the public service compared to current situation. There are three areas. First, interaction with users, the distribution of the digital card. The app will show a real-time map of the occupancy of the parking spaces in the town, in the city. And secondly, the surveillance process is very important. We'll give support to promote the rotation on the turnover and the use and occupancy of the parking spaces, and therefore increase the revenue generation power. So we believe that Zona Azul is the first choice of parking because it's more economical and more convenient to users, not only in São Paulo, but in the other 22 towns that we operate in, is back. And we have levels that are 10 to 15% compared to pre-COVID levels. This is very good, and it shows that we are on the good original track. And we anticipate the ramp up to take place in São Paulo between 1.5 and 2 years. The next question, Danielle, please. The next question was asked by Marcos Barcelos from FINEP. Good morning. Regarding the indebtedness, do you see funding alternatives in order to lengthen the profile and decrease the cost? What is the debt, net debt ratio, the current one, and what is the projection for 2021? Thank you for your question, Marco. This is Emilio speaking again. Regarding our indebtedness today, in terms of renegotiation, everything we had to do in 2020 was very successful, including funds raised for Zona Azul. Yes, there is room for more. We're working on that. We're working with banks to lengthen our debt profile. And we went through the pandemic with raising funds and renegotiating our debt agreements in a very assertive way. So we're working to lengthen the debt profile even more. The banks, the creditors, credit banks are the same. Bradesco, Itaú, Santander, and Banco do Brasil. They were in the IPO with us. These were the same banks that gave us the credit lines for this phase, especially the 300 million BRLs funding for Zona Azul. And the company's business case is very assertive. We have worked on this hard, and we have a very professional team. So we're very confident that the renewal will happen soon, in coming months. As for the net debt, for 2020, 2021, we can talk about multiples because our EBITDA with the pre-operational that in Zona Azul and São Paulo, and we don't have revenues because it will start in November, but we are supporting pre-operational expenses, lowering our EBITDA, everything aligned with the banks. Okay, we are okay with that. We don't have that ratio for 2020, but in 2021, we'll comply with the covenants we have in-house. So there won't be any surprises regarding anticipation of debt. We are well supported by the banks. Everything agreed on. We have agreed on those terms before the IPO, actually. So for 2021, it's a new year, a different proposal. Yes, we have we'll have all that's renewed. We recovered the revenues and we'll reach 2022 with our business plan well settled. A question from Celso Silveira, also from FINEP. Danielle will read it. The question from Celso is, what's your opinion on the occupation and growth of off-street segments in the pandemic? Do you see a return to the same expected occupancy and growth before pandemic, or as appear a certain reduction will be perennial? Do you see a structural change in the use of parking spaces for events and commercial buildings? Thank you for your question. I'll start by saying that our expectation, as I have talked about Zona Azul, about the financial crisis that will certainly hit federal, state, and city governments, we see that there will be a lack of funds for investment in public transportation because they will prioritize health and education, security, and then urban mobility will be the last. So we believe that the main bottlenecks in infrastructure that exist in Brazil, especially rail transport and mass transportation, will become worse, and therefore the fleet will grow. So parking becomes very important when fleet grows. And this is something that I would like to mention in our vision. Also, we understand that culturally speaking, and we see that in several surveys, when we talk about the using a means of transport where you share room with others. When you have the option of having your own private car or renting a car or having assigning a car for usage, you will prefer that instead of sharing or taking a public transportation option such as subway or buses, etc. And we see in several operations there has been an increase in ratio. For example, at airports that we measure often, cars with passengers, although the number of passengers has dropped, we see that the number of people using cars is bigger than it used to be. So we believe that this is a new trend, at least in coming years. Maybe after the vaccine, that will decrease a bit, but it will remain as a trend because Brazil, differently from Asia and other countries, had not experienced such a reality of a pandemic before. So this is something we see clearly. When you look at projections, it's natural that some segments such as airports or arenas that have been more heavily impacted will take longer to recover. I cannot say how long. On the other hand, there are other areas such as Zona Azul, hospitals, shopping malls, and other endeavors that were present that have returned to levels almost pre-COVID. So the importance of parking spaces as an equipment of urban mobility will be even more, it will become more important after the crisis. And so we believe there will be a higher number of people using individual transportation. This is our macro vision for that. I hope I have answered your question. Thank you. This ends the Q&A session. Now I would like to turn the floor over to Mr. André Iasi for his final remarks. Well, I would like to thank you all for your time and for listening to us. We're highly motivated with the recent developments, the reduction of the crisis. We hope this trend continues for the future. And I thank you all again. Have a good day and stay safe. The audio conference of STAPAR has now ended. We thank you very much for your attention. Have a good day, and thank you for using Chorus Call.